Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast. I'm Ryan, this is Tony.
Tony here.
And we're calling Jono, who's up in Cairns, which is North Queensland.
Jono in Cairns, God. That adds up, doesn't it?
Hello?
Jono!
Hey, g'day, Jono.
Oh, g'day. How you going?
We're bloody good, mate. How are you?
Mate, I'm bloody good too.
I'm all the better
for talking to you.
We had to put on our suburban Aussie dad voices because we're calling Jono in Cairns. But
yeah,
Kiwi?
I'm an Aussie.
Oh, sorry.
That's
mate.
Very offensive.
I just thought I heard a twinge of Kiwi in there, and I thought let's not assume that you're an Aussie goer just because you called Jono.
You know what's happened is you've called your dog Dr. Pippa, and now you think everything is New Zealand.
You're not wrong. You know. So, Jono, do you approve of this episode?
I approve this podcast.
There we go.
That's a good answer.
Hey, this is Jono from Outback Queensland, and I approve this podcast.
Woo!
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 Happy Halloween.
Halloween!
Oh, fuck, I forgot about that. I love it. So coming up today, Hocus Pocus. Yeah. And a lot of, you were just saying before, a lot of people's like favorite childhood movie. Yeah.
Obviously we'll get to it, but do you know that they just released a sequel?
So when I went to watch it.
That's the one you found.
Yeah. And I almost started.
It's getting pushed so hard on Disney
Plus. It really is, isn't it? Yeah. And so when I typed in H into Disney Plus, it's like, Hocus Pocus 2?
Yeah.
Is that what you meant?
That's obviously what you meant.
And I was like, then I had a panic because I was like, is that what we meant?
Did we say the second one? You're like, because I definitely haven't seen the first one.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
But Tony, what's going on, mate?
All right. I've got a life question for you, for anybody listening. Yep. What would you do?
Okay.
When in real life, and I'm talking out in the wild, out in cowboy world, you see someone struggling.
Like with the shopping or something?
In any sense. Yeah, just like can't get the ticket machine.
Sorry, can't?
Can't get the shopping.
Jeez, no. Your eyes and news.
Still in holiday mode. Can't get the ticket machine working at the shops.
Yeah.
Or, struggling with the shopping. Or, like, you know that they live in your building, so you leave the door open for them or whatever. But, like, what do you do?
My natural reaction is to first.
Yeah.
Not first help, but first see if I'm able to help.
Oh, so you'll assess before going in.
Well, say if something's like, I don't know, really, really heavy and they're struggling with it.
Yeah.
And
you're
it's
like,
this.
Fuck, well, I can't carry that either.
Yeah. or someone's struggling to drive a manual car. Am I going to go, hey, mate, let me show you
let
how it's done?
Take care of
yeah. But there is a want to do something, but then like a realism of like, am I actually helping or hindering this situation?
Because I feel like, say, for argument's sake, you can help them with whatever it is. I feel like the two options of like, yes, I'll help them or like, oh, look at them fucking that thing up.
Okay. Is there also
another option of
a
like
subcategory.
Judgment?
A subcategory. You have if they've clearly got themselves into this situation.
Yeah.
And you could see it coming a mile away. There's a part of me that goes, well, look what fucking happens.
Yeah. Well, the consequences of your own actions.
Yeah. There's a little bit of that.
So we've recently been
happened?
We've recently been on holiday.
Yep.
And on the plane home, so our flight got cancelled.
Yep.
So we were in Queenstown in New Zealand flying back to Melbourne.
Yep.
It's like a 3-hour flight. That got cancelled. And instead we had to fly from Queenstown all the way to the top of New Zealand in Auckland, which is like an hour 15, and then fly back from Auckland to Melbourne, which is like 4 hours.
Yep.
So it really blew out.
Yep.
And because we had like late seat selection because it happened at the last minute, which you know I'm not good with,
you're
last
not good
minute
with
stuff.
Last minute changes.
We got this like weird seat behind the toilet.
Behind the toilet?
So we had like I paid for an exit row,
yeah,
which I've never done before.
Yeah,
fucking
really.
Game changer, by the way.
Because it's only like an extra $5 or $10,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but I've just never thought about it. But Torbs is really tall. Like his legs are fucking like 6 meters long.
I'm not that tall and I'm also not really short.
No.
But usually on the cheaper flights, my knees will be touching the seat. And so you don't have a lot of air. So for Torbs, who's probably 3 inches taller than me.
Yeah.
Game changer.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Yeah. This is my version of like, fuck it, let's do it.
Yeah.
I was like, let's do exit row. Like you said, it's $15 or something.
Sure.
Anyway, but because I'd already paid for that on our original flight, they allocated us to the exit row. Except.
Rightly so.
It was an exit row where it was only two seats, and the third seat on the window was like facing us because that was where the flight attendant was going to sit.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're behind the toilet and like we didn't have like tray table, we didn't have screens or anything.
Okay, so I used to froth those seats, but then the reality of the no tray, the thing in front of you, there's actually a few things you need to consider.
Yeah, so it's not actually like all it's fucking cracked up to be.
Yep.
So anyway, we kind of sit down. I'm like, oh, we don't have tray table or whatever. I don't really care. I'm not really like an entertainment guy on the plane. Yep. I'll normally just like listen to my AirPods or whatever. Yep. And so that didn't really bother me. But Torb's like loves watching a movie on the plane. Mm. And so that was a bit of a problem. But I was like, bro, it's an hour. All good.
Yeah.
But because we're kind of on like a weird angle, like on the side, we could see the other side of the plane, like 9 screens in front of us because we were like on an angle.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
So like we could see through everybody what they were watching.
Yeah.
So we flew Air New Zealand.
Okay.
And they happened to have just added Angry Birds to their entertainment system.
Oh, God.
So...
Fuck me.
It's called like Angry Birds World Tour or something.
Yep.
So it's like a specific version of the game for the plane.
Do you or Torbs consider yourselves experts in the field of Angry Birds?
Well, I'm pretty good at Angry Birds because...
I already hate this story. It's the worst story I've ever heard.
But I do have a question. Have you ever played Angry Birds?
Like once or twice. I'm not a games guy.
No, but like...
Once, like I know how, the concept, but
could you explain the concept of the game to me?
So
but quickly, 30 seconds.
Okay, so basically, not without the technical terms, it's as if you've got birds in like a slingshot kind of vibe, and then you're shooting the birds to like hit things in the distance to like
you hit the little pigs, pot the pigs,
and you're knocking things down because the aim of the game is to knock things down, and so you've got a certain amount of birds to shoot from the slingshot and hit the things.
And do you remember the mechanism of why the birds work?
Because you kind of pull it back in the slingshot,
so
right?
So you sling it back.
Yeah.
But then you know how there's like 4 different types of birds?
No, I don't even know that
Okay.
much.
So there's like 4 different types of birds.
Yeah.
And they all have different powers.
Oh, okay.
And so you sling the bird back, but then you like tap the screen when you want them to like emit their power.
Oh,
so
okay,
there's one white bird that like drops an egg and it's a bomb. There's one red bird that yells when you tap the thing and it like its scream pushes stuff down. You actually need to do that to, like, win the game.
Yeah.
Every single I can see 9 screens, right?
Yep.
Every single person I can see, they're flying alone, obviously, and they're all playing Angry Birds.
Oh, because it's really taken over.
Like, it's fucking, it's an epidemic.
Yep.
Not a pandemic.
Just an epidemic.
And they're all having fun, like, getting the hang of it, and there's some, like, older people kind of playing it and fucking around or whatever. I see this one girl, and she's probably 30. About my age.
Great.
And she's struggling. Everyone else is getting the hang of it. She's struggling. She keeps slinging the birds back but not tapping the screen.
Amateur.
So, like, when your birds then hit they don't do much damage because you haven't used their powers.
Throwing a grenade without taking the pin out.
Exactly, right. Like, that's just getting a rock in my eye.
Yeah, who's throwing a rock in a wall?
Exactly. So... she gets the first, you know how the first stage of a game is always like, you know, it's a bit of a fucking.
It starts easy, yeah.
It's a
mulligan. Almost a teacher.
It's a gimme.
Yep.
I played golf while I was away.
A lot of golf chat coming up.
Golf chat.
Just subtle.
I see this girl, right? She gets past the first one. She's struggling with the second level. She played the second level 37 times. And she just keeps slinging the birds back and then, and fucking power to
her.
Is
she enjoying herself?
Every time she does it and she goes, oh, I'm not going to win that. She hits restart and she goes again. Right.
So just to confirm,
yeah.
She's having a great time.
She's doing fine. Well, I mean, I couldn't see her face, but given that every time she just hit, she didn't go, fuck this after four times yep. and exit out and watch Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yep.
She just keeps hitting restart and going again.
And how are you feeling at this stage?
I'm getting so fucking fed up. Like, I'm literally, I'm like elbowing towards, I'm like, this fucking bitch, what's she up to? Right? 37 times. I'm counting every single time that she goes through. This is my entertainment for the plane because I didn't have a screen.
Yeah.
Screens are important.
Yeah.
Do not book the seats that I had.
Yeah. As someone who's like, I just listen to music, no. No. You're now pro screen.
Yeah. She gets lucky, right?
Yeah.
And she moves on to level three. She plays level three countless fucking times. I'm getting more and more angry. I'm like, this game is so fucking easy.
So was there a very simple, like when you said the birds do certain things,
yep.
from even where you were sitting, was it very easy to go, oh, by the way, you need the purple one and press it this time?
Well,
like, was there a simple solution to
yes,
her problem?
It was kind of like if I had have gone, tapped her on the shoulder, right?
Yep.
And gone like, oh, if you press the birds, they like blow up. And then she would have gone, oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, great, thanks. Oh, my God, I hate this story.
Well, pause. In this situation, given how easy it would have been for me to say something and probably made her flight even more enjoyable.
That's according to you.
Would you have said something?
No.
You wouldn't have?
No. Again, my ability to help with Angry Birds, pretty low.
Yeah.
But I, see, when you said if someone's struggling, like, you don't know that they're struggling. Because in the different context, they're playing a game and they're keeping themselves busy on a flight, which may be the goal. So struggling, as before we said, unable to carry something. They've dropped something. They're struggling with it. So you
mm-hmm.
have said they're struggling. They might not think they're struggling. But please, what did you do?
Well, Torb said what you said. I was like, can I just go over? Like, because you're on the plane. Like, can I just go over there and fucking tell her what to do? Right?
Did you push the button on to call over the flight attendant?
No.
Because you know you push the button up top and
yeah.
they come and go, I'm Miss Lodge, can I help you with something? You go, yeah, can you tell
can
that
you
bitch?
Tell
Or, yeah, can you get a, like a, you know how sometimes they're from first class to, like they've got
I
like
was
a
not in first class.
No, but you know, there's like
I was sitting in the toilet pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, but you know how that is, but even sometimes between like sections,
oh,
there's like a curtain.
The curtain, yeah.
I'll be like, can you just close the curtain? I'm watching this.
I can't
this.
Fucking watch this.
I cannot watch this.
And I didn't have anything else.
I will jump out of the plane.
And I'm riding, I'm in
yeah,
the emergency
I'm driving myself crazy. I am one pull of a lever from throwing myself out of this door right here. I'm in the exit row. I paid my extra $15.
To
and
have
if
this
I see
exit.
A bird thrown so fucking stupidly and inefficiently, I will throw myself out this door. You'll see an angry bird flying out the side of this thing.
And I'm an angry bird.
Yeah, yeah. I will be the angry bird.
Well, so I said to Torbs, can I just say something? I feel like that would improve her day. He said exactly what you said. He goes, she's having fun.
Yeah. If she was like getting frustrated, still no. But I would accept it more.
Well, so Torbs goes, no, like you can't alter her life like that. He's like, she is sitting there having fun.
Someone hasn't seen Gwyneth Paltrow in Sliding Doors. I mean, you can't alter her life. Well,
you could do anything.
I was with Torb still now.
Flap of a butterfly.
Yeah.
He goes, no, she's just like, let her go. It doesn't matter. But so that took a while, us having this conversation.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, the flight's almost over.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to say something. And Torb goes,
I thought you were about to say, you know what? We're almost there. No, doesn't matter.
No. So I go, all right, I'm just going to go and say something.
Yeah.
And Tools goes, well, you can't fucking go now. And I was like, why? And he goes, because she's going to know you watched her suck dick at this game
for an hour. Excuse me, mate. I've been watching, you know that 37 attempts on the first one and 26 on the second? Yeah, no, I'm just sitting three rows back.
And he goes, what, are you going to walk over there like a like football coach from a movie?
With a clipboard.
And I've got the like circles on the air. I'm like, here's how
oh,
you
the little whiteboard.
Here's how you could have improved your gameplay.
Yeah, well, hey, people take feedback. They need it if they want to get. So what did you do it?
So I didn't say anything because Torbs was right. He's like, what are you going to do? Be like, well, I've been watching since we boarded this flight. You've really sucked ass at this fucking
yeah.
game. But you know what I did do instead?
Yeah.
Messaged Air New Zealand.
No.
And said.
No,
you
that's worse.
I said, you should put a little tutorial on the game.
Okay.
Don't you think that's a good idea?
It's a great idea, but the fact you messaged them is insanity.
Why?
Think of all the shit that's going on with airlines at the moment. They go, oh, there's supply chain issues. Oh, it's hard to get baggage stuff. COVID's running wild. Baggage is being lost. Insurance issues. International, blah, blah, blah.
I didn't even think
And
that.
Heathrow, have you seen the...
Like, yeah,
the,
oh it's my all God, fucking horrible. Whatever. I was so stressed the whole time we were, because we obviously had to check our bags because we were away for like a week.
Yeah, and then the CEO of Air New Zealand.
Oh, what's this email?
What's this email? Hang
no,
on.
No, you got to do the accent. Oh, like, Canada, what's this email?
Now say, cancel my 2 p.m. with Auntie Jacinda.
Cancel my 2 p.m. with Auntie Sundy.
We need to talk Angry Birds.
We need to talk Angry Birds. Oh, my God, Tony Lodge was right.
We've hired McKinsey Consulting Group. We need it. Which issue is the most pressing?
And then it's just I have this vision of me wearing like the People's Champion Award from Air New Zealand. I'm like, people will never not hit their birds again.
Or maybe it could be a part of the, you know, the in-flight safety video.
Oh.
Because Air New Zealand
your
are so.
Your exits are to the front, to the side. And if you're playing Angry Birds, make sure you tip the bird to activate their PIWAS.
Enjoy your flight.
Hey, this is Jono from Outback Queensland, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Tomorrow on the show.
Tomorrow.
Hype Man Ryan has organised a not only a treat, but an opportunity. For
Hang
Tony
on.
Lodge.
Is this a trick or treat thing?
Nope.
Or is it actually, because Halloween's over tomorrow. It's April Fool's. You can't fuck around after midday.
Cancel the the scarecrow. No.
Cancel the scarecrow.
It's not Halloween related.
Okay.
Is it
good?
You'll enjoy meeting this person, but they've also got an opportunity for you that I've teed up.
Oh my God.
I may or may not take a commission.
I love an opportunity.
Because I've done things for you in the past.
Oh, my God. Is it Air New Zealand talking about the English?
Yes. Damn, you've ruined the surprise.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, that's tomorrow on the show.
Oh, I can't wait. A big thank you to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. They are the ones that have voted on the movie that we watched today.
Thank you.
Vanessa, thank you so much. Megan Cross. Oh, my God, you know what I'll do? I'll make all the names Halloween themed. Halloween.
Please.
Okay. Megan Cross, more like Megan Crows.
Yeah. No?
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Cool.
Rewind, more like behind you. Callum Morley, more like Ghoul and Morley. Ghoul. Rochelle Wong. I'm just gonna go.
Yeah.
Bree Holes Balls, more like Hell's Bells. Rosie Redgrave, my brains. Cindy Aaron Bureau. I'm just gonna keep going.
Yep.
Seth Hipple, Katie Farrell, and Marissa Ross. Boo-risa.
If you are in Perth today, there is a big Tony and Ryan billboard at Yagan Square.
Yagan fucking
Square, which is the kind of the main big town square in Perth.
Yep.
Where we're both from. And because this
you're not from Perth.
I've spent many years in Perth.
But you're not from Perth.
I'm just as Perth as you are Melbourne.
Disagree.
I've been to Optus Stadium. You have not been to the MCG.
I've been to Marvel Stadium.
That's like the Perth,
you go
that's
to
like
the,
Perth Arena.
Did you go to the Subi Oval when it was a thing?
Yeah, many times.
Subi Oval was great.
Yeah, it was a great
RIP. Anyway, that's not where it is.
Yeah.
Yagan Square.
And because this hot, fun garbage of a podcast is hot, fun garbage, we're also... our faces have been plastered around Brisbane and Perth on garbage trucks.
Garbage trucks and bins.
And bins.
And also a few Patreons were the lucky ones to get a few stickers.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
And so they've signed up. I don't think they'll be with you yet, but some cool stickers that, you know, you could put on
your
like,
hot, fun garbage
whatever
bin.
You want to do. Like we can't legally tell you to put it on a bin.
No.
But you could if you wanted to.
Yeah.
But we couldn't say that.
I'll be putting mine on a bin.
Do we get one?
I think so. They're massive stickers.
I'm going to put, it's A4. I'll put it on the front of my laptop.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Anyway, but yeah, so you'll see Tony and Ryan out in the wild.
Yeah.
Snap a pic, send it to us. Like, we fucking would love to see it.
Yeah.
Because
we
I
won't
don't
be
think,
seeing it.
Yeah, I don't think they can afford to put one up in
Darwin. Yeah. Yeah, just send us a photo because we're not going to see it.
Yeah. They put one up in Darwin. That's all they could afford. Yep. There isn't going to be one. My sister will be listening. She's from Darwin. There isn't going to be one in Darwin. Sorry.
Hocus Pocus. Today.
Yes. For Halloween.
I want to break a few of my rules.
Oh.
I'm on the record as saying that all dream chat is boring, but I've got a dream story.
Oh, and tomorrow we're doing fucked fact.
Yeah. In my dream, Bette Midler was my first kiss.
With the big teeth?
No.
Was this a recent dream?
2 nights ago. And I don't know if I was incepted by the TARPA's choices or it was just...
Surely.
And again, Hocus Pocus 2 is being pushed so hard in Australia at the moment. I'm guessing it's the same everywhere in the world. But in the dream, I was at a family gathering and like Bette Midler was like, you know, it's like your auntie's friend that turns up to a barbecue or something.
And she's loose as.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was, I mean like fun, not like...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we got it. I mean, yeah.
Just
okay.
in case.
Yep. And Bette Midler was just like a family, an old family friend kind of vibe. And she goes, oh, Ryan, how have you been since last time I saw you? Oh, that's not what she sounded like at all.
No.
And I was like, what, since last time, what do you mean? She goes, don't you remember we did that movie? And I was like, what? And it turns out,
what?
And you know how in the dream, like, whatever.
Are you an aspiring actor behind my back?
It was like I was a former child star. Right? And she goes, yeah, remember in that, like, what? And she shows me, like, this, like, I must have done, like, one scene in one random movie of hers in the early 90s. And for some, this sounds weird because of the age difference and because I would have been a child at the time. But for some reason in the show, she
it
like.
It was all fine.
She gives me a smooch.
Oh.
Not like a remit, but just like a smooch. And then it just occurred to me. I was like, well, I was so young then. I kind of did the math. I'm like, my first kiss was Bette Midler. And then I woke up and just went.
From the nightmare.
Yeah, but you know how like when you fall in a dream and you kind of do those and you wake up?
Yeah.
And Bridget goes, are you all right? And I go, my first kiss was Bette Midler. And she goes, what? And I went, and then I kind of realized I've just
that
woken
it wasn't
up.
The,
it's not real. I didn't kiss Bette Midler.
And he goes, nothing.
Yeah. In the middle of the night, I was like, I kissed Bette Midler. What? What? And then I went back to sleep.
What did you hear me say?
Yeah. And I think it was because it hadn't been the winning movie yet, but we'd posted the poll. So it must have been in my
just
mind.
Just thinking about it.
And I woke up in a sweat thinking that Bette Midler was my first kiss. Now, I know we don't do dream chat, but is that fucking weird or what?
It is no more or less weird than any of the dreams I've ever told you because they have to be a certain amount of weird before they're eligible to be talked about on the podcast.
Is that weird enough?
So I think that's weird enough. But so, I would just like for you to remind you that that means that you owe me one dream chat.
One dream
chat.
One. One.
Yeah, great.
And you have to use it between now and the end of the year.
I'll wait for a really good one.
Please.
Remember when I had that psychic dream about my friend having a baby and then she did? That was crazy.
It wasn't a psychic dream. She was 40 weeks pregnant. That's not a surprise.
That was insane.
Question. Is it weird seeing Sarah Jessica Parker in anything that's not her being Carrie Bradshaw?
Yes. Super weird. Except she is fantastic in the movie The Family Stone.
Right.
She's
a fantastic actress. But I watch something else, I'm like, oh, it's Carrie Bradshaw in A Family Stone.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, I just can't say anything else.
It was definitely weird watching her be, like, giggly and, like, cutesy and, like, I mean, her running around trying to kiss boys is, like, basically what she
it's
does
the
in
same
Sex
thing,
and
yeah.
City. But, like, watching her sing was very weird.
Yeah.
On the broom.
Yep.
Yeah, that was weird. You know how you say that when you watch awkward stuff on a movie, you, like, sit inside your hoodie?
Yeah.
And I go, I love it. I love feeling uncomfortable. I think it's so funny. That was a bit like, what?
I'm going to go get a cup of tea.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, Pippa, do you need to go out for a wee while this is happening thing?
Yep.
That was kind of the vibe.
Okay.
I just also like, again, because I quite liked them. I like silly magical things. Like this is my kind of vibe. I understand why I didn't watch it as a kid, like why my mum didn't let me watch it as a
terrifying.
Kid because it would have been really scary.
Fuck
then.
Yeah, they'd have nightmares for ages.
But I just kept thinking like, I guess I missed the part where they explained that only a virgin could light the candle.
Oh my God. When they explained to the policeman that.
Yeah. And he's like, well, are you a virgin?
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that that's was what like a plot point.
Right.
And so they just kept saying that. And I was like, what the fuck?
What is this subplot about this guy's not getting laid?
Yeah. But also, like, how awkward, his little sister's there and like this girl, other girl that he is, you know.
Wants to bone.
Yeah.
Wants to not be a virgin with.
But like, they, just the fact that they kept making jokes about him being a virgin and kept bringing it up, I was like, what the fuck? And then he's like, oh, I'll just tattoo it on my forehead. I was like, why is this important? And then Torbs comes out and he's like, oh, it's like a thing.
It's part of the story.
And I was like, oh.
That makes sense now.
But it did really like skeeve me out that they just kept saying it. I was like, what the fuck?
Was there a thing in your high school where it was very much like being a virgin or not a virgin was like a thing?
I don't think so.
It was almost like at the start when someone had sex, it was like, oh, my God, what?
Yeah, I actually probably was.
But then at the other end, it was like when everyone's getting a bit older, it was almost like.
It's lame to talk about it.
Well, it was more like you're one of the leftover virgins that hasn't like, you know, had sex with anyone yet. There was just like this like faux pas that you'd be bad. And like I remember some people are just having sex once and being like, oh, thank God, I don't have to like be a virgin anymore.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that was really a thing at my school. Yeah. But I remember like, you know, how you just said the first couple of people that maybe like if there was like a couple at the school.
Yeah. And then they did it and everyone's like, oh, my God.
And everyone's like, did you guys know that happened? Yeah. That was kind of a big deal, I guess.
Yeah.
But I guess it's just like it's new territory.
Yeah.
Everyone's just so curious.
Yeah. But it just was seeing that play out on the screen when I was watching. I was just like, oh, yeah, how embarrassing.
That was the thing.
And the cops teasing him.
Yeah.
And he's trying to be cool in front of the girl.
Yeah. But I just, like, give a fuck. Like, if you haven't had – but it does mean a lot when you're a kid.
Yeah.
So I do get – when you're a teenager.
I got a fucked fact.
Yeah. Fuck facts and dream chat.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Tony and Tony podcast.
That guy, the virgin,
mm-hmm.
It was going to be Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But they were filmed at the same time as Eating Gilbert Grape.
Oh, what a great movie. Yep.
And Leo chose, they're like, well, you can't do both around at the same time. So he chose the other one.
I definitely think that the kid that plays Max in the movie, he's a great Max. I can't imagine Leo being.
Like the thought of Leo now.
Oh, wild.
Yeah. There's no virgin.
No. But yeah, I just thought that was really weird. Yeah. And like, cause you would never have a movie with that as a plot point now.
No.
Like people would be like, what the fuck?
I wonder if it's in the second one.
Oh, that's a good question.
If there's only there was a place I could watch it. Is it showing anywhere?
Should we watch that next week?
No.
Yeah, I liked the movie.
Yeah.
I did. And I see why people love it so much.
Yeah.
And why it's like so nostalgic.
But also terrifying for your kid.
Oh my God, so scary. Yep. I did fucking laugh my ass off, and I do mention this in the rap. When Bette Midler jumps on the broom, Sarah Jessica Parker is on a mop, and then the other chick who she jumps on the vacuum cleaner. Yeah. I fucking laughed my ass off. I thought that was so fucking funny. Like, I thought that was, like, genuinely hilarious.
Yeah.
Do you know, I want to bring up one more thing, actually, very, very, very quickly.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I definitely thought that as an adult, holiday parties would be more of a thing.
Is it an American thing?
I don't know. Or is it a movies thing?
I don't. In the US, Halloween is huge.
Yeah.
And don't take the piss out of me because if I mention that I lived
in... You lived in the US.
Yeah, but I was also at a college in the US.
Yeah.
So
wild.
In college, Halloween is nuts.
Yeah.
So I remember it was like Thursday night, big dress-up party. Friday night, we went to this other college because a guy from high school, his mate went there. So we all crashed at their place and went to another dress-up party.
Yeah.
And then on Saturday night, there was this thing in the city. And it was just like one of the biggest weekends when you're 19, 20 of the year. And so much fun. I love dress-up parties.
No,
I
do too. I do too. And I think it's good because no one's looking at anyone's outfit.
Yeah. Well, there's no like – that's what I love about it.
Yeah.
It wipes out this like
– it's an equalizer.
Fashion hierarchy of blah, 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 because everyone just looks like a fucking idiot
or
in the
best
way.
If your costume is shit or awesome, people are like, your costume's great.
Yeah.
You know? But like, you know, in that movie, we recently watched Jumanji and like the parents have a Christmas holiday party.
Yep.
I just thought that I'd be going to holiday parties fucking all the time.
Why don't you have a holiday party?
Well, now I think I want to.
Oh.
Because it did look really fun, but the parents being at this party where all the parents from the neighborhood are there. And like, I just thought that looks so fun. We should make that a thing. Wouldn't it be cool?
Well, I'm having dips and dips. Does that count?
Well, it's not a national holiday yet.
Got to start somewhere.
Would you like to hear my Hocus Pocus rap?
Is it the regular tune or is it a spooky tune? Oh, that would have been a great idea to mention before now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brainstorm.
Play that regular beat, dog.
Play that non-spooky tune. All right, T-Lodge.
Hocus.
Are you ready?
Hocus.
Poke me, poke me. A scary, non-scary movie for Halloween. Ooh. This would have scared me when I was a teen. Ah. Three witchy sisters, you know. Bette Midler's teeth, singing SJP. Stupid Max lights up the black flame. Ooh. Everyone says the virgin's to blame. The cat lived for 300 years in Doom. Pretty funny when they ride the vacuum. That poor little cat.
Yeah.
That little boy who's the little cat.
Yeah.
He has to live like a cat for 300 years. That's awful.
So usually in like kids' movies.
Do you like the rap, by the way?
That was great rap.
Thank you.
Usually in kids' movies, it's like nothing that, like the threat of something bad happening, but it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But they fucking copped it. Like straight away, I was like, Jesus.
Yeah, that little girl, like right in the beginning, yeah. Emily. So Torbs goes, oh, this isn't that, like nothing bad happens. I was like, our kid's
Emily's
already dead.
Emily's dead and the brother's a fucking cat.
Yeah. But like, Tom was like, oh, it's not that bad. I was like, a kid has died in the film.
Were you strangely attracted to the long blonde haired bully guy?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's a bit of me.
Yeah.
A bad boy.
I saw that and I was like, oh, bad boy. But also like perfect big teeth and the blonde
and the
hair.
Long hair and the denim jacket.
Yeah, I was like, he's a bully, but that's going to be a bit of Tony.
But yeah, I liked it. Great movie all around.
Get around.
Seven out of ten. We don't rate them normally.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that's new.
Do you have a You Love to See
It? I do have a You Love to See It. It is from Typer. Typer? Well, she did type this comment.
Typer.
Okay.
What is a TARPA, Ryan?
Tony and Ryan Podcaster. Yeah, TARP.
We get a lot of messages, people being like, I thought you were saying Topper. Yeah. TARPA. Tony and Ryan Podcaster.
A lot of tops in the, in the Tony and Ryan Facebook group. Tapa Akai. I was so sick of not having good photos with my dog.
Oh my God, can relate.
Because her partner's like, you know how some partners are just not good at taking photos? Oh, okay, Tony's rolling.
Or you take a million candids of them doing beautiful things, but then you look at one of you and it's like this.
Yeah, you look like shit, yeah. So Akai said, I decided to put matters into my own hands. I set up a phone timer. I prepped up a little thing, you know, so we looked good and the light was right. Because I just was like, one day I want to look back and remember this beautiful puppy named Leo, little dog.
Oh, Leo.
Then the partner, who at this stage has been pretty fucking useless.
Yep.
He's come good and done some photoshopping work on the picture.
Oh.
Go on, I've just texted you.
Oh.
And you know how there's Vogue magazine?
Yeah. Oh my God. So, oh my God, this is so fucking cute. So instead of Vogue, it's Dogue. Oh.
So the fiance has whipped up a mock Vogue magazine cover.
Is she a TARPA?
Yeah.
This is a beautiful photo.
She's gorgeous, isn't she?
But the photo is like absolutely.
And look at Leo. Look at the smile on the dog's face.
Leo's like, all I wanted this whole time was a photo with my mum.
Yeah. And they look great.
The partner has come good on that. That's good.
And you love to see
you
it.
You do love to see
love
that.
Love to see it.
My love to see it today. If, Ryan, this is like you're on Oprah.
Mm.
Could you look under your chair?
Are you fucking joking? What have you done?
Could you look under your chair? I think if you reach into the back of your chair, like underneath, like at the back.
No.
All right.
No.
What is it?
Can you just do a, it's a New Zealand branded toenail clipper. Holy fucking shit.
Two colours to choose from.
Oh, silver and a copper.
Yep. So it says New Zealand. There's some diamonds. They're real diamonds, by the way. Also, if you flick that bad boy open, what's on the back?
It's a bottle opener.
Bottle opener.
Holy shit.
You want a beer and clip your toenails at the same time, dog? You can now.
Mate, I'm never doing one of those things without the other. So finally, this has come into my life.
Yep.
That is incredible. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You know, I was in Byron Bay.
Very exciting stuff.
And I went to the souvenir store to see if I could find some Byron Bay branded toe clippers. I couldn't find it. However, they did have, you know, like a Swiss Army pocket knife?
Oh, yeah.
That's got like 74 things in one.
Yeah.
So they had them with different names on them, and I found a Tony with a Y.
Why?
And I hypothesized that one of the things might have been a toenail clipper.
Sure.
And then I'm like, it might be.
I think that's an ideal. I think it has to be.
That's what I think.
Nail clipper. So if this is the first time you're listening, recently we were told that a popular souvenir.
They are real diamonds.
Yeah, they are real diamonds. These cost $5,000.
Yeah, well, you've actually left the price on. It was $11.50.
Yeah. Yeah, NZD.
Okay. My microphone was so excited it just went limp and fell off the table.
I bought these. We found out that a popular souvenir from Hawaii might be toenail clippers that also have on a keychain.
No one suggested they were popular. We just couldn't believe that they existed.
That they existed.
But it turns out, and maybe it's just countries that are in the Pacific.
Yeah. I actually went to 3 different souvenir shops to get these.
Oh, I went to 4.
I know you didn't.
I went to one.
But it paid off because Arnie's beautiful.
So do you want the copper or the silver?
I think I don't know. What copper, goes with your aesthetic?
I don't mind the copper.
Okay, great.
You're a silver girl, aren't you? Yeah. Or you were recently a rose gold?
I'm a gold girl probably, but you know what? This is going to...
Yeah.
Everything goes with this.
It does. Thank you so much.
I'll post a photo online.
I also bought you a gift from when I went away.
Did you?
Yep.
It's on tomorrow's episode.
It fucking is.
Okay.
Tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
This will be something that you'll remember forever.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, it's not like life changing, but you'll always go, fuck, remember that
thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God. Well, hurry up. I want to go to sleep now so that it's tomorrow soon.
Okay. Good night, everyone.